X. It's the Morning X. Good morning, my friends. How is it? Good, 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 good. Hey, look, there's my number one friend right there. I like Nick Hodgson. I cannot lie. You weather host can't deny. That one puts a typo in a tweet. You get sprung when Nicholas Hodge, the host of the Morning X. What's
up,
buddy?
Are you still reeling from that?
I'm not reeling from it. I'm in the words of the great Ron Burgundy, I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. Yesterday, just because I read a tweet from our account that had a blatant grammatical error, and I'm like,
that's not, but blatant is too strong.
You don't even know which one I'm talking about.
An embarrassing grammatical error, sure, yes.
You don't even know which one I'm talking about.
Unacceptable, yes. Because it was blatant.
It was from Monday. I just read it, and I was like, why the hell? Why don't you just proofread it before you click send? And so I asked Nick, I was like, hey, what percentage of tweets do you fire out do you think has a typo or an obvious grammatical error? And he goes, well, whatever, I don't want to, I got 8 jobs, I'm doing 8 jobs over here. And then, after I ask him that, you would think there would be just like a slight uptick in attention to detail, and 2 of the 5 tweets that we posted yesterday had an error in them. And that's not counting the one.
We were 60%, that's good. I would have estimated 40%.
That's not,
that's a good.
Not counting the one that was just, I mean.
60%, that's a D. D gets diplomas, man.
It was just a joke poll at the end of the show, because I was like, oh, we got a lot of polls, and Nick says, how many's too many? I was like, put it on the poll. And so yesterday we tweeted, how many polls are too many? Wrong version of 2. How many polls are too many? And the options are yes and no.
Yep.
52% voted yes.
Oh, that's not good.
How many polls are too many? Yes, the people have spoken.
That means they think there's too many polls.
Anyway, look, it's fine. It's fine. Nothing works around here. Why should you? Why should we? Sorry, not you. We. Why should we try to up our game?
Oh, I'm going to try not to work here for a while now.
Oh, I have some tips. I have some insider info on how you can pull that off.
Close that loophole. That door is locked now. You can't get into the supply closet.
Actually,
although our promotions department is just leaving out free promotional beers for you to try to trick you. Trap you. So, you know.
Hilarious. Mm-hmm. Hilarious, man. Here, let me take a moment to address our podcast listeners because they can hear this again. Is that right?
I mean, they can hear it through the radio, but later on today, in theory, I have found a workaround.
The podcast listeners don't know that last Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, so a week ago now today, right?
Mm-hmm.
The radio station was hacked. We still don't really know how or why.
We've hired a super expensive team to get on it.
I've learned that we hired a forensic team to figure it out, and I'm like, why? We're already dead.
Do you think that they're like,
we don't
like
need an autopsy? We're dead. Who cares?
Do you think this is like
our family doesn't need closure?
I'd appreciate some answers to some things, or hearing anything about anything from somebody in charge would be nice on this whole situation. But do you think that we hired like a CSI level team of forensic investigators, or do we have more of like the psychic medium?
Yeah,
I feel like we bought like
we hired
flip over a bunch of tarot cards and be like,
forensic computer
Diane
nerds.
Sales opened up a bad email through Facebook,
but they only they specialize in radio and newspaper, so they're not the most advanced crew. All right,
we got somebody just sage cleansing the IT room.
Yeah. Like
server room.
Vegas has been hacked for 2 weeks. The people who are working on that, no, they got they pay. Okay, they got monies. All right, we don't have those people. All right, we got the people who were fired from the Best Buy Nerd Squad who are trying to figure out what happened here. But yeah, we did figure out a way to jerry rig the podcast. If we're totally honest, we probably could have done it like last Thursday.
No. This is a this week's solution because I need the internet on a computer here to do it. But basically, shout out to Whiskey Mel.
Just bring a computer from home, plug it in, and you would have it.
All right, fine.
I told you we could have done it last Thursday.
Yeah, you're really smart at figuring out this problem after I already figured out the solution.
Okay.
But shout out to Whiskey Mel who said,
Hi Whiskey Mel.
Like, can you record the show on your phone and publish? And I was like, no, we don't have that. We don't have the capabilities. But I was like, oh, I can just play the stream on the computer in the other room.
Yeah.
Hit record.
That's how you figured it out.
And I was like, that should work in theory.
But we might not have had a stream for a couple of those days because literally everything was broken.
Yeah.
A week ago today, there were like 0 functioning computers. So, yeah, we believe it. It's not like we've been lazy on this whole
thing. Tell you what, though.
Yeah.
That CJ Morgan guy is at a podcast for 2 days. So he figured out something and didn't tell anybody. Didn't tell anybody.
Man, if CJ is blazing the trail of solutions, I feel like we might be in trouble on that front as well.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me address our live listeners. Thanks for standing by while I talk to the podcast listeners, live listeners. For at least the second straight day, we intentionally aired 1 minute of silence today before the show started. That's Nick's fault. Nick, do you want to apologize to the live listeners?
No, you're welcome for the break.
Oh, you're for a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a minute of quiet reflection.
Yeah, there was 4 minutes and 40 seconds of Stone Temple Pilots right in your face.
Meditation.
Sony needs a refractory period after that. We have to back it off on that. Yeah, we just have a minute of silence programmed in there. It's fine. It's fine.
That was the Jason Dick Memorial Minute of Silence.
Oh, thank you.
The Morning X. Nick and Dick.
101X. No, you're not listening to the soundtrack of an 80s movie. This is 101X. Hi, good morning. It's the Morning X, Nick and Dick. And let me ask you this question. You know what? Put it on the poll, Haji.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to be rich?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's what you do. Don't play the lottery. Just every time you get the urge to go play the lottery, take that money and put it into a 401k, a Roth, if you will, and watch that money mature year after year after year. That's smart investing. That is smart investing right there, boys and girls.
Today, I don't know if that money's going to...
What?
Just the amount of money that I'm spending on the lottery is
some
not that much.
Some people, the amount of money that they
Although,
spend.
If I just figured out how to set up a Roth IRA account, I feel like that would just help me in general.
You have a 401k with a company match.
Do I?
Match?
No.
Yeah. Today's Morning X, Burning X question on Twitter at 101X Morning X. You can go vote. What are we talking about?
If your office doesn't have someone collecting a lottery pool, is it a serious business? Yes, no. And
is your business that you work for serious if someone is not taking up money?
I think it's a key part of being.
I think it might be. I might argue.
Company.
There's an inverse correlation there.
Because here's the deal: is at our company, we used to have one of these, and I would enter it all the time. Every time the lottery got over like $500 million, I would enter into it. Give Rose at the front desk $5.
Yeah, Rose is still there, but did she retire?
She gave up on it.
Oh, okay.
And.
Did she finally hear Jason Dick's financial advice instead of playing the lottery?
Seems
just
doubtful.
Take your money, put it into a 401k.
I think she's just tired of collecting money and going and buying lottery tickets and everything. But I also think that mostly just people here in our office have just given up. That we're all just
wait.
We're all just riding out the clock on this whole thing.
They've given up on playing the lottery.
Most people like are either halfway retired or they're trying to figure out what else they can do. On
they've given up
OnlyFans account.
They've given up on their career.
Yeah,
to the degree that they no longer even want to take part in fun office morale building.
Even a
let's
lottery
all play the lottery
dream.
Together.
Or that we've just become so demoralized. That like, because I only entered this thing because I was like, if these people win the lottery and I am not a part of it, I will lose. I will go on a rampage.
I think I've heard before is that
I don't want to make any more specific threats that are on the public record.
You don't you don't want to spend money on lottery tickets, but you can't have all of your coworkers strike gold and retire, and then you're still here making the radio station go.
Kids, are you in the cars? There's a poster in the break room of what to do if there's an active shooter, and I feel like that's directly in relation to a lottery pool.
No good.
I'm not saying I'm doing anything.
Not funny, man.
But I feel like that's... But so that's why I always enter these things. You know, now also the chance that we would win.
What is that poster going to do? Like, if somebody was here shooting, I'd be like, hold on, guys. I'm going to go check the poster.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go.
Well, you're supposed to check the poster every day, Jason, so you're prepared in the event of emergency.
Yeah.
Like, it's like if there's a fire, don't go look at the map of the fire exits,
right.
Even though we all know how to get out of this building.
I don't even know where the...
Have a plan.
The poster
prepare beforehand.
Is to go look at. But if there's an active shooter...
Probably Chuck, our metal god, comes in and puts on a fire helmet and leads us to safety.
I'm just going
to
think of that one cat poster where he says, hang in there, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to hang in there.
I'm going to assume that they can't get through this heavy-ass studio door. Like, I've seen...
If we were to lock that door, we'd probably be safe in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, does that door lock? Who knows, man? Who No.
See, anyway, lottery pool. So I feel like just people have just given up on the whole idea of just like, hey, making the effort to do this. There's not enough people in the building to make it worthwhile. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the answer is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certainly not going to sit here and take over the duties.
But you feel that our company is no longer a serious business because we don't have one anymore. That's what you're saying.
Just if I'm looking, they always have all these things of like, what are the best companies to work for in Austin, Texas? And I assume at one point in time we were on that.
But like, do you think when they do those lists and studies, they're like, do you guys collect money for a Powerball pool.
If I were to interview for another job, and I'm that's one of my top, and they're like, hey, at the end of the interview, like, do you have any questions? I'm like, who's in charge of the office lottery pool? And if they're like, we don't do that, I'm like, oh.
Okay. Let me, a couple things. A, let me just service a potential past, maybe future sponsor, the Texas Lottery, that if your receptionist is tired of having to collect the money and go down to the store and buy all the lottery tickets, you can just buy them on your phone now. Jackpot.com. Boom. Does advertising work? Hopefully. Now that I've serviced the sponsor, let me disservice them by saying, as I've explained to you guys many times before, the lottery is just a tax on people who are bad at math, okay? There are so many better ways to secure your financial freedom than just, you know, plunking down $2 and praying. Now, if you are taking enjoyment from it, if you're, you know, playing for fun, if you'd like to enjoy the dream, it's totally fine. I'm, you know, I do not besmirch anybody who decides to have a little gamble every once and again. That's fine. However, to your specific question, I would say that the high-functioning companies of the world, all right, the companies that have lots of smart people working there, and they're cranking out some sort of important product or technology or something that the world needs.
Sprockets.
The lottery is not even on their radar, okay?
No, but see, like, that's the thing, is that they are so successful that they have the downtime to sit in the break room around a water cooler and discuss, hey, would you come to work if we won the lottery tomorrow? I would. I still would. I enjoy seeing all you people.
That's
here.
At the highly productive companies, yes. Not this one.
No, not this one. No, okay. We're too busy trying to give CPR to the hamster that runs the internet.
At 101X Morning X, check out what we put on the internet, guys. It's a poll that you can vote in. Is your company a serious company if you're not doing a lottery poll? And good luck to everybody tonight. What is it? How much?
Ooh, 835
Probably
million.
Probably should have led with that. That's why it's an important topic, guys. 101X, it's the Morning X, Nick and Dick. I couldn't help it that time, all
He's
right?
He's been doing that for the last minute and a half.
I'm sorry. I'm a very musical people, okay?
I'm sorry. They only got to hear the last couple little bits of it.
Just sing along. Hey, but now I want to talk about some serious business, okay? No laughing matter. This is serious.
Okay, hang on.
This is serious. Serious. Let's talk about fantasy football. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
What? This is a very, very, you know what? Hashtag make Jason relatable again. All right. I know that you guys think that I'm just like some elite playing way above the rim fantasy football player. I know what you guys think about me. All right. Go open your Yahoo. Okay. What's your rating? You know your rating? You know how Yahoo gives you a rating? I'm a diamond player over here, bro. Okay.
Ooh.
Did you know the scale went up to diamond? Congratulations on your bronze. It goes up to diamond. Okay. I'm a diamond player. Okay. I hang banners. I lift trophies. Where's my goddamn trophy, Kenny? All right.
Is this the relatable thing?
Where is my trophy? No. I have four fantasy football teams. I've determined that that's a good amount.
What was your, at your height? You were up to
eight.
What?
Eight. I played eight plus all the daily fantasy things, and I'm involved in a million other pick'ems, bet'ems, eliminator, survivor, suicide pool, all sorts of.
Jason
I had too
would go
many.
Into the office bathroom, and he'd sit there just in our daily fantasy, and the boss was fine to be like, hey, guy.
I had too many things going on, and when I cut it back to four, I was like, this is quite manageable. And actually, I was looking forward to having only three this year, but upon my fortunate rehiring with this company, I was thrust back into the Waterloo Media League, which super fans know I hate more than anything else about this place. But I'm playing four leagues. That's a good amount to give you the fix, but not make it seem like work. And
plus, normally you'd at least win like one or two of those. So you never feel like a complete loser, right?
Well, that's this is the issue at hand, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In my four leagues, I have two teams that are 0-3.
What?
I know.
How is that possible?
Exactly.
Oh, poor guy.
No, and that's...
Are you at least good in your other leagues?
Yeah, one, two, and one. But don't worry. Okay, at least three of them, I'm actually not panicking because I'm like, things are going to be all right. So Waterloo one, I don't understand. I told you after we did the work draft, I was like, I think that might be the best draft that I've ever had. because I was, it was the fourth of four drafts that I would do. Okay. I had, it's the first time that I've ever gone through a whole off season of preparation sober. All right. So I felt like I just had all kinds of knowledge just bouncing around up in my head. I wasn't like, what's the name of that one player? What's that guy's name? Oh yeah. Patrick Mahomes. so yeah, I was thinking clearly. I was like, I absolutely nailed that draft. And now I'm 0-3 in that league, guys. Having an 0-3 team is not a sentiment that I'm familiar with. Okay. I don't know how to operate here. And having two 0-3 teams, like, I'm starting to worry. I'm now getting self-doubt in all areas of life.
The problem is you,
yeah.
And it's not your players.
Like, I don't know if I can do as good of a radio show now that I have two 0-3 teams, okay? Last night, Bumbleina nudged me and said, hey, how about some lovemaking? And I was like, I lack the confidence. I am not capable of pleasing you right now.
Not until Cooper Kupp comes back from the IR.
Well, that's why one of my teams is fine, okay? Even though we're 1-2, all right, this is a team that's got Cooper Kupp, Saquon Barkley, Anthony Richardson, and now Mike Williams. Okay, I've just been bit by the injury bug, but I'll rub some Tussin on it and I'll be fine. Okay,
I like the idea that Bumbleina is all hot and bothered because Travis Kelce is dating Taylor Swift, and so she's all about that life. She's like, oh, Jason, put on your Kelce jersey.
A Bumbleina Swifty update coming for you. All right, coming for you.
Unlike
coming for her, no. That will not. Just don't have the confidence. I don't know what to do.
Like, so I don't. It gets better, man. Come on.
I don't know, guys.
You want to make a trade?
Because
how can I help you out?
I don't know. I'm down. I'm really down, man.
The Morning X, Nick and Dick.
It's time for Hajda headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news that's fit to air, and hopefully some fun stuff as well. Nicholas Hajda, go.
A New York judge has found Donald Trump and his adult sons liable for fraud, saying the Trumps provided false financial statements for roughly a decade. According to the ruling, he defrauded banks and insurers by repeatedly misrepresenting his wealth by hundreds of millions of dollars and will likely hamper his ability to do business in the state of New York.
But what about her emails?
Lock her up.
Laptop.
The Hollywood writers' strike is officially over after 148 days. Late night talk shows reportedly will enter back into production as soon as next week, while Saturday Night Live could return with non-acting hosts as soon as next weekend. Meanwhile, the actors...
Hold on. Not because there's the actors' strike still going on?
That is still going on. And they are now striking against video game companies as well as Hollywood.
Okay.
And finally... Are you ready for some Mambo sauce at McDonald's? Well, good news, because it is apparently coming to McDonald's soon. Beginning October 9th, the fast food chain is adding two new dipping sauces to its menu for a limited time. They include Mambo sauce and a sweet and spicy jam.
What is this Mambo that you're saying?
So that comes from, it's a popular...
A little bit of Monica on the... little Mambo, number 5 sauce.
It's a tomato-based, sweet, spicy, and vinegary sauce that's inspired by a type of sauce that's popular in Washington, D.C.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're going to add that. And also, in speaking of McDonald's news... if you go to McDonald's today at 10:35, you can order a McBrunch burger that is apparently taking over the internet. It's only available 5 minutes after 10:30 when they shift from breakfast to lunch, and you basically just order a McDonald's burger, and they will add eggs and hash browns to said burger.
Okay,
but people but it's on TikTok only are loving it.
Available at 10:30. So if I get there at 10:36 a.m., sorry,
too late.
You missed the brunch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
10:34. They're like, no, we're not ready
not
yet.
Not ready. It is literally referred to a Mc1035 as well as the McBrunch burger.
Hey, how about that? How about that?
Morning X Sports.
How about that?
I think I owe you a lunch from sports gambling.
Oh,
you want a McBrunch burger?
And time for your obligatory speculative Travis Kelce Taylor Swift update.
Okay.
Did you see that picture of Taylor in the sweet box? Did you see the bruise on her knee?
I don't think that was the one we were going for there.
The defense rests. Travis Kelce has experienced, as of yesterday's Pat McAfee show, an increase in 300,000 social media followers since Taylor Swift showed up at his game on Sunday. Also, jersey sales up for the tight end 400%. That's pretty good, I guess. Mm-hmm. And now something about baseball. Follow along here, boys and girls, because there's a lot. I'm about to Rain Man you with some numbers, okay? Here's everything you need to know about the crazy American League West race as we head down the stretch here. The Rangers lost last night, 9-3 to the Angels. That's bad if you're rooting for the Rangers to win the AL West.
Especially the Angels.
However,
they're bad.
Okay. The Astros also lost. That's good if you're rooting for the Rangers mm-hmm. to win the American League West. But bad if you're rooting for the Astros to win the American League West. But also doubly bad if you're rooting for the Astros because they lost 6-2 to the Mariners, who are now just a half game back of the Astros. Rangers lead the American League West by 2.5 games over the Astros, 3 games over the Mariners. Mm-hmm. Astros have 4 remaining. Texas and Seattle, 5 each remaining.
Ooh.
Good. And finally this, the New York Football Jets are trying to salvage their ruined season. Of course, you know Aaron Rodgers, Hall of Fame quarterback, mm-hmm. went down to a torn Achilles after just 4 plays with the team. Zach Wilson has looked fine.
It's very optimistic.
If you ask head coach Robert Saleh, he said that he's looked fine. However, they have signed quarterback Trevor Siemian to the squad. So maybe that's
okay. Is this a move that they want to be good at quarterback, or is this a move to make Zach Wilson look better as their quarterback option?
Look,
it's having the latter effect for me.
There's no quarterback on the street that you can go out and fix this problem with. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen, man.
Look, this is a controversial.
You trade for somebody. Maybe you can. Maybe.
This is a crazy thing. But Aaron Rodgers, I assume, is currently still recovering from his Achilles injury. Has like a boot or something on his foot.
Yeah.
Get him one of those little scooters where you put the foot up on the thing and trot him out there. That is better than Zach
on a
Wilson.
Scooter? on a one-wheelie thing?
Yeah, whenever you got a broken leg, put him out there in a wheelchair, okay?
You know, I saw him yesterday on the Pat McAfee program, which mm-hmm. is apparently very popular over on ESPN. I have many notes.
I've heard some things about
many notes. First of all, they're just openly cursing on that show. I know he accidentally said the F word a couple of weeks ago, but now they're just going for it. They're just saying grown-up words. Now, it's allowed. It's cable TV. It's on ESPN. But I was like, oh. You guys are just doing that, huh?
Ow, my freaking ears.
And it's a rather loose setup over there. And, you know, I enjoy loose. But it got to the point where they were talking about the Red Zone channel and what a badass that is it Scott Hansen, the guy who hosts that? Because he never pees. Mm-hmm. And then Aaron Rodgers immediately speculated that he's got a bottle under that podium.
Well, that guy loves his conspiracy theories.
Yeah. But he didn't stop there, okay?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Says, why do you think that guy's looking so young? All right, why does he stay so young? He's drinking the bottle.
What?
He's peeing in a bottle, then he's drinking it. Says Aaron Rodgers.
The guy who's listening to dolphins having sex to rehab his Achilles mm-hmm. is accusing Scott Hansen of drinking pee?
Also, and I can't believe this is really happening, but it's happening. Colin Kaepernick wrote a letter to the New York Football Jets expressing his interest in employment in their quarterback room. Now, he specifically is not saying that he's going to come in and save the day. As a matter of fact, this is how I know you don't know anything about football, Colin Kaepernick, is because he wrote in the letter, I believe in Zach Wilson. I think Zach Wilson can do it for you guys. All right? You're outing yourself as a phony immediately, Colin Kaepernick. He says that he just wants to be on the practice squad.
Yeah.
That he has the ability to simulate, to prepare the team for the more athletic quarterbacks. They got Patrick Mahomes in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I think he referenced Russell Wilson. Not sure if that counts.
Yeah, that also was like, you know, pages of football.
But he says, I just want a job on the practice squad. Just hook me up with that job, man. I don't... Do we have to do it every time? Look, I don't want
to
go full KOBJ on you and tell you.
You kept talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Colin Kaepernick refused to stand during the national anthem so that he could protest police brutality against minorities. And now he's out of the league. All right. Now he's out of the league. I would just say that one doesn't have to cause the other. Okay. There could be here. For example, I am also not in the National Football League right now. Is it because I got caught drinking beers in the bathroom? Or is it because I lack the ability to play NFL football? Is it possible?
Jason.
Is it possible that maybe just Colin Kaepernick, who hasn't played in 7 years, is not getting a job, not because he's not blackballed, but because he doesn't have the ability to play in the NFL?
You should write a letter to the Jets offering to play quarterback.
That's a good idea, all right? And I ain't going to candy coat your situation about Zach Wilson, okay? No. I'm going to tell you, he sucks, man. He can't do it, all right? Don't listen to Cap, okay? Cap's just trying to suck up to you. He's a liar, okay?
All right, every Jets fan should write to the team offering to play, be on the practice squad. It should be like in Miracle on 34th Street, where they go dump all those letters to Santa. Just here's all the people that want to play quarterback instead of Zach Wilson.
And now the Morning X chronicles the antics of that guy.
It is always just that guy, and their friends are usually normal.
All right, enough goofing off. All right, let's talk about something serious, okay? This is real. For real talk.
More serious than alternative rock lobster.
Yeah. Serious now, are you all right? Treat your crippling addiction like it's a joke, guy. Don't be that guy. Oh, you're just going to laugh. You're going to chuckle. I'm trying to talk about a serious thing.
I can already hear you trying to make this more serious with adding the crippling to it.
Now I'm mad that I didn't say it. Take two. Okay. Treat your crippling addiction like it's a joke, guy. Don't be that guy. I suppose I should add some context for those who are not super duper following along here, but you may have heard there was a slight miscommunication and I was unemployed from this company for a period of 8 months and change.
What was the miscommunication?
The slight miscommunication was nobody told me that it was against the rules to 4 to 7 times per morning go to the men's room and chug 2 beers and then come back and do the radio show. That's a real thing that I did for...
Keep it to one is what they said, okay?
Several weeks, days, I don't know, for a while. And, you know, we had a big talk about it. You can go to 101x.com if it still works. You can hear the whole thing there. I don't want to rehash the entire thing. Mm-hmm. But I do specifically remember the day that I was like, oh, no, I'm in trouble. Because usually I could just walk over to the promo area and there'd be promo beers scattered about.
Like pallets,
just left over from the tailgate.
Just tubs
or,
full of them.
Hey.
An open cooler.
Sugar Ray was playing the conference room and we got a bunch of these Coronas left over. And so, man, that would be awesome if we had a Sugar Ray X session with Coronas. Giddy up, man. But so, I could just grab 2 beers and run in the bathroom, no problem. The day that I went up there and all of a sudden they were all picked up and locked in the promo closet, I was like, is this for me? Is this for because of me? And then 2 days later, I was in the boss's office and I was being informed of the thing.
That's my favorite part.
Tell me what your favorite part of my crippling mental health issues. Tell me what is your favorite part, Nick Hajda.
That they let you work for 2 more days.
Honestly, I was like... Not that I'm surprised about the questionable management around here.
If it was me, I would have...
It's definitely an FCC violation, okay? I'm intoxicated while operating the...
Is that bad?
Yeah.
If that happened to me, I would just be like, oh, well, I guess I'm going home early today. Like, I would have just left. I would have turned around.
I just kept
like
on
Grandpa
coming
Simpson
in.
Simpson walking into the...
Yeah. Now, listen, obviously addiction is a serious... It's a disease, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a mental... And I sought treatment, and I'm not fixed. And will never be fixed, but I'm better at coping and handling things. Am I satisfied with the way that this company treated my mental health problems? Pass. Now, I don't think that I was treated unfairly, and that was the whole thing the whole time. Yeah. It's like, how dare 101X fire you? And I was like, well, no, I asked. I was asking for it. I had to come in, and I'm very happy that they saw that I had fixed myself up and wanted to give me another shot. However...
Yeah, that was the reason.
That's not what happened?
I did my part by sucking without
Thanks.
You.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Surprised to come back and see, oh, that was not a permanent change. We no longer clean up all the promo beers and keep them locked away in the closet.
Yeah, we're back.
They're just strewn about, okay? Every time I walk to the men's room, I'm just like, a hazy IPA. Hello there. That's a high BAC.
Does it talk to you?
Is it a BIC? What is, now I don't even remember the acronyms. It's not
ABV.
A BAC. ABV. ABV, that's a good ABV. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
I think that speaks to your addiction, your problem that you look at. Yeah. Like, that's a high blood alcohol content.
Yes. Like, I see myself in 20 minutes.
Yes.
I like it. I like what I see there. Okay. We're obviously laughing and having a good time here.
We like to have fun.
Am I upset at the way that they're just, I mean, this is sort of disrespectful if you understand the problems that I've gone through and that is just to be
leaving.
Oh, you think they're not?
Just leaving beers strewn all around the company, okay? All around the office building, all right? Now, should you have to lock them up? I don't know. Not necessarily. It's fine. It's fine. Until last week, Nick and I were walking in that same little corridor, the same one that I used to walk down, grab two beers, and walk into the men's room. And what did I see? I can't believe it. Did we tweet this?
Yeah, at WonderlySportedX.
There was a photo of what somebody in our promotions department has set up. It's like a
Tom
and Jerry cartoon trap where somebody has taken a couple of Bud Lights and then set a box above them, a booby trap.
Yes.
So that as soon as a crippled alcoholic
man with a problem
tries to snatch away one of these beers, the box will fall down and trap him, and we can all laugh. Okay, we can all laugh at the man with mental health problems. That's just a serious thing. Okay,
did it work?
I have mental health issues. I have not been trapped in that box yet, if that's what you're asking.
You know what, my favorite part? Good. I'm glad you're not trapped in this tiny box.
Yeah.
If I ever come in here one day and you're not here and I go check promotions, my favorite part is that there's two beers in there. So they know your pattern.
Oh, that's my ration. Okay. Yes, I would never just take one beer into the bathroom.
Okay. Serious question.
Oh, you're going to be serious now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Hang on. Scene. Jason.
Yeah.
Is this really a problem for you? Do you need me to speak to somebody? Do we need help? Do we need to help you?
No, I think it's hilarious. Okay. And I applaud the efforts of whoever is behind this. Should we give them credit? Do we know who did this?
Well, you're looking at them.
You did this? This is your work?
We were talking. No. I forget exactly how it came up the other day, but I was sitting there in the promotions area talking with a bunch of people instead of doing work, and we were laughing at your addiction. And
hilarious.
I was like, because they mentioned something about leaving the beers out for you. And I was like, oh, you should fashion an actual trap. Like, you should put this.
This is your idea.
Double down on these. I was the one who just took it to the next level. You're welcome, buddy, for making your
look
sad frown upside down.
I don't want any special accommodation.
Laughter, the best medicine.
All right, okay. But you guys, this is a real mental health issue. You guys are just playing for jokes. All right,
it's helped our mental health immensely.
Oh, good for you. 101X. It's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, Nick, Hajda, and today in Nick's newscast. You know, you get me every day with, you say something and I'm confused, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm a simple man. I'm dumb, so please clarify for me. The writer's strike is over.
Yes.
Everything is fine. We're good.
Yeah, fine. They have a deal.
And you said we're going to start making new Saturday Night Lives again.
Yes.
But there's still an actor's strike.
Correct.
They're going to make Saturday Night Live with no actors?
Yes, and so like it specifically mentioned having non-actor hosts, so I guess either musicians or comedians or something.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe a Muppet or two, I don't know.
So you've got the host covered, but there is a little problem, if you ask me, in regards to a cast.
Uh-huh.
There's a cast of characters on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, but they're not acting.
Do they know that?
No.
Does Kenan Thompson know that he's not an actor?
Pete Davidson did.
I mean, how does that work?
So it says here that SNL, the daily late night shows and reality shows, including Dancing with the Stars.
Look, if you want to say Jimmy Kimmel is not an actor, fine. And I will hear that.
They are covered under SAG-AFTRA's network code, which means that theoretically everyone could come back. Now, it does specifically point out that several of the SNL cast members, Chloe Fineman, Heidi Gardner, Colin Jost, others that they have been regulars on the picket lines, and so that they may not return.
Right. Meg Ryan or Drew Barrymore or one of those people on fire?
Drew Barrymore,
because she was going to go back to doing her talk show.
Meg Ryan got any strays from that whole thing. She's like, she's just trying to get a Starbucks. She's like, hey, what are you doing hosting a talk show, lady?
If those guys go and start acting again, all of their fellow actor and brethren are going to say, I don't care about what you're coded in the SAG after.
Look, so you're going to have the trumpet player from the band in a hilarious sketch.
Stack Mirage, the head. Headlines we misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news that's fit to air, my guy, Nicholas Hajda. Go!
The Hollywood writer's strike is officially over after 148 days. The late-night talk shows will reportedly enter back into production as soon as next week. While, as we mentioned earlier, Saturday Night Live will return with non-acting hosts as soon as next weekend. Meanwhile, the actors
I'm
are
available.
Still on strike.
If you want a non-acting host, I'm available.
Maybe a featured player. Meanwhile, the actors are still on strike and have now struck against video game companies as well for voice acting. A Swiss athletic company will replace the now-shuttered Lucy in Disguise with Diamond Shop on South Congress, bringing yet another international brand to the street. On, a Swiss sportswear company popular for its running shoes, is set to open their Austin store in the summer of 2024 as part of the company's expansion into the U.S. And finally, National Taco Day is next Wednesday, and if you want to travel to the best city in the country for tacos, good news, you're already there. Yelp recently released their list of the nation's top taco towns, and
take
Austin
that, San Antonio.
Took first
what
place.
Up?
That's right. Let's see here. We're also home to two of Yelp's top 10 taco spots in the country, with Granny's Tacos coming in at number 4 and Buenos Sabores at number 9. Paprika ATX was number 16.
All right, hold on. We're number one we're the number one taco town.
Yes.
But our best taco place is Granny's Tacos?
Correct.
I gotta say, I don't know what that is. Is that...
It's over Austin.
Did I just shed all of my Austinite credibility?
Well,
I don't
you
know.
Haven't had carbs in a couple of years, so, you know, it may be a recent
issue. I save up several days at a time so I can go to Valentina's and eat the incredible tacos at Valentina's.
Wow.
I'm a Tyson's
Jason
guy.
Jason goes to Buta for his tacos.
Well, like Tyson's? Mm-hmm. Mi madres in my life. Granny's Tacos, eh?
Granny's Tacos number 4.
Right. Send them up. Send them up here, Granny.
Let's do it.
Hook it up.
Let's do it. Roll up here in your little rascal and give us some tacos. Austin was also recently named the 9th most vegan-friendly city in the country.
Okay. How about that? I appreciate the way in which Nick and I have been advised by Smart Radio University people not to do the, hey, it's National Enchilada Day. And so not only are you doing it, you're saying next Wednesday is National Taco Day.
It's just a fun segue.
Just giving,
to get to
giving
the...
people a full week's head up.
Morning X Sports.
I don't know. The Radio University people, they didn't.
There's a lot of smugness from somebody who didn't know that Granny's Tacos was number one.
Do that. The New York Football Jets have signed quarterback Trevor Siemian to the roster. No word on whether he is to replace Zach Wilson in the starting lineup. Likely not. Should be all the answer to all of their problems. Colin Kaepernick has also written a letter to the New York Jets saying, hey, guys, I'm available, and I'd still like to play. And now something about baseball. Your Texas Rangers lost last night, 9-3 to the Angels. Astros also fell 6-2 to the Mariners. That one's extra bad for the Astros because not only are they trying to chase down the Rangers in the American League West, they are also holding off the Mariners. Rangers lead the Astros by 2.5 games, 3 games over Seattle. There are 4 remaining games for the Astros, 5 for both Texas and Seattle. And now your obligatory Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, totally speculative report. Perhaps you saw Taylor Swift at the Chiefs game on Sunday. She posted a photo from the Sweet Box where she was eating a chicken tender with a dollop of ranch dressing on the side.
Really?
Yeah. The concessions people
you got to go with the gravy. Come
on. Arrowhead Stadium have ordered more ranch, expecting an increased demand in ranch dressing at future Kansas City Chiefs games.
Look, that's smart. Okay, that is smart.
Obviously, smart. Obviously. Travis Kelce, this is actually, this number's now like 20 hours old, but had experienced a 300,000 increase in his social media following after Taylor showed up at his game. Who knows what it could be by now, off the charts. And his jersey sales are up 400% since Taylor came to his football game on Sunday. Looks like he's reaping the benefits from this totally manufactured relationship. How much does an NFL player make on a jersey sale? Like, is he...
Not a lot,
when his jersey sales are up 400%, is that like, oh, sweet, we can, I can finally get that Lamborghini I've had my eyes on? Or is it like, oh, sweet, I'm going to go to the Sizzler tonight? Probably somewhere in between there.
Players get 2/3 of the money made by selling jerseys.
So I don't know if like they group it all together or if Travis Kelce himself gets 2/3 of that. But that's
There's no way that it's they pool the money.
Then that's pretty good for my man Travis.
They're giving the punters Travis Kelce's money.
Yeah.
All right. Like, hey, that's not your money. That's Taylor Swift's money.
There's no I in team. Okay.
And on day number 3, the stink started to set in. Okay, this is a serious topic, guys. All right. We've been laughing, goofing off a lot around here today, but this is a serious real life thing. Okay. I'm asking for your help. I need your help, listeners, with my automobile. Okay. What's funny? This is a serious situation. Uh-huh. All right. I need your help. Even for those of you who know don't want to help me, but instead bask in my strife and failure, mm-hmm. You're going to love this because, yes, if you have not been following along, the universe is literally hailing its fury down upon me. All right. Here, what is it? What am I holding in my hand right here, Hajda? See this? This is not hail.
Pot?
This is not hail.
A flower pot?
If you listen, yeah, on Monday, I came in very sad and dejected because the back window of my automobile, which for relatability purposes, we are redacting the name, the manufacturer of my car, but the back window of my automobile was totally smashed through, totally gone by the hailstorm that that came to Central Texas on Sunday. I thought that was the worst of it, was that, I lost one window. But in the light of day, I saw actually the entire, my hood is all dented up. I got at least 2 other pieces of glass that are totally cracked and busted. If the insurance company is listening, it knocked off my driver's side mirror.
Yeah.
Can't believe that happened. All of the cameras, sensors, autopilot devices on my unnamed but very relatable brand automobile are like all in disarray.
They have PTSD from the hail.
Yeah, they don't know what's going on. Like when I put the car in reverse, usually the backup camera immediately pops up, and now it takes like a second and a half because it's like, oh God, everything hurts. Everything hurts. And I noticed that I had one mark on my hood that was like orangish. I was like, what? Did I get hit by orange hail? And yeah, that's what I'm holding here. This is a part of a building that fell off and hit my car.
Oh, it's like a roof shingle?
This is, yes, part of the Lodge poker room in Round Rock. Okay? I was at my second job just trying to make ends meet, guys. Uh-huh. All right? Trying to hustle up some dollars on the PLO table.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't work. Okay? We lost at least a deductible there. I found this wedged into the side of the hood. There's just significant damage. Oh, and I didn't even really sort of consider that this was a possibility, but as of yesterday, I got in the car and I'm like,
oh, the rain?
It smells like hot garbage in here. What the what happened? And yeah, I guess as the bigger than softball sized hail was plummeting through my back window into the trunk area of the boot of the car, it just left in there, melted, and now there's wet, mildewy stink.
Oh, that's
car.
Okay.
But I'm like, how is it? It's literally open all the time. It should be airing out. It's always airing out, but it's somehow, despite not having a back window, trapped that stink in the car. Real good. So I've begun to the conversations with the insurance people. I talked to my adjuster yesterday. Uh-huh. It seemed very pleasant and ready to help. He said, because it's hail, we skip a bunch of steps. Like, we're just going to fix everything for you. And I was like, great, great. Yeah. Awesome.
Did you tell him about the smell?
He did. I did not tell him that.
I would tell him about the smell.
We probably need a good detail shampoo job in there. Also,
No, you're never getting that out. You got to just
total
that,
it.
That should total the car.
I hope that it does. I would love for that to be the outcome here.
You should ask your insurance guys, like, hey, okay, what do we have to get to? Like, where's the level where you just cancel this whole thing out?
Here's the problem is that you guys think that I am Jason Dick, some sort of egomaniac, but actually, I have such low self-esteem, I'm afraid to ask, like, can I get a rental car? I mean, like, I pay insurance every month. This is why you have it, right? And when something devastating happens,
do you have the rental car thing?
I should be able to. I'm afraid to ask because I'm like, oh, no, this is my fault, okay? I shouldn't have been there. I shouldn't have been gambling. I should have gotten up and moved my car. All right? This is all my fault.
Look at your policy.
It's all my fault. I don't deserve a rental car.
Can well, I get a rental car? They've seen what you've done with your actual car.
Look at your policy.
Yeah,
I have, I have taken very good care of that thing, okay?
Have you?
We're coming up on 5 years of Tesla ownership, and I am surprised, okay, that we made it 4 years and eight-ish months before I absolutely destroyed the vessel.
Uh-huh.
Damn it. I didn't mean to say Tesla. I meant a relatable brand of automobile.
Yes.
But he told me that there is going to be like an inspector or somebody who's going to come look at my car and create an estimate or something like that. But he said, don't wait, okay? Pick out the shop that you want to take it to. Get in line because there's going to be a million cars who have damaged windows, all sorts of stuff like that. So we want to get this taken care of as quickly as possible. Pick your shop and get on their schedule today. So that's why I am bringing it up here. Somebody listening is in the business or perhaps knows someone in the business. I am in need of a body shop repair sort of.
I bet you we're playing in a lot of body shops right now.
Yeah. If you would like to assist your buddy Jason Dick after years of him hooking you up, okay, he asks so very little, maybe this is the time that you could pay it forward.
Not only are we probably playing in body shops right now, but there are people probably sitting there waiting to get their hail damage fixed. Listeners, would you offer your spot to Jason Dick?
I'm not even necessarily.
So he can get his Tesla fixed in front of your
No. Relatable brand of automobile, okay? I'm not trying to cut the line. Now, if somebody has a last minute cancellation and maybe you could squeeze me in. Also, I'm not sure what the correct legal wording is for this. I would love to work with a creative body shop, if you will. I'm a creative person.
Like an exhibit pimp you'll ride?
I work well with other creatives. I don't know, just somebody who might say, this is the amount that it would typically cost to fix your car, and this is what we'll tell the insurance company, but we're very creative around here.
So are you relatably looking for handouts to fix your relatable electric vehicle, but you want them to also engage in insurance fraud with
you? I didn't say, what is that? I don't even know what that word means.
Rewind 30 seconds. What it means.
I'm a creative, okay, and I like to work with other creatives, in particular when it comes to insurance claims, all right?
Well, if you are a prospective body shop and you want to see what you're getting into, I posted a bunch of pictures of Jason's hail damage in his relatable vehicle.
You're just dancing on my grave now, okay? Knock it off.
I just go to 101X Morning X on Twitter and you can see the hail damage.
I could
not de-backed his Tesla into a garage wall and knocked off his rear side mirror.
I could just take it to Tesla. And say, hey, fix this. Now, that seems like somebody who hates money. But, I mean, I'm going to have to pay the deductible no matter what. So should I just take it to the dealership? Should I find... What do I do? Help me, guys. Help me. I'm poor. For real.
Go to our Twitter. Look at these pictures so you can see how relatable Jason's vehicle is now.
Okay? let's get creative on this task, okay? Help me out, please.
What up, X? It's the Morning X, Nick and Dick.
Nick.
Yeah.
Oftentimes you bring me some news headlines and I am confused, perplexed. Why did he say those things?
That's what the whole outcome of those updates.
Yeah, today is another one of those days. Actually, I totally follow on this one, but I just want to you mentioned earlier that Lucy in Disguise is now gone from South Congress.
The rent is too damn high.
Was that what happened?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Are they going to reopen in Cedar Park or something like that?
I haven't heard anything.
What are you going to do with all of those old mascot costumes, all right?
Ooh. Going out of business sale?
Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
Oh, we should have loaded up.
With that one, you know, weird clown outfit that's been worn by 2,700 different Austin hippies over the last 30 years. What are you going to do with those? I'm now making jokes about Lucy in Disguise, but I bring it up only to say that sucks. All right?
It does.
I hate that. And I know I don't want to be part of the, not my Austin, it's not my, this place sucks now. You have to pay for parking? What? Like, I kind of, like, what do you think is going to go on here, man? But, yeah, when Lucy in Disguise goes out of business, and it was just the exact wording of your newscast that I took issue with.
Of course.
Because you said something along the lines of, I don't know, it's another international business that has been added to South Con. What did you say?
That, yeah.
Because you made it seem like, oh, look how much culture we're bringing to South Carolina. No, it's just a corporate mall. It's going to be a corporate mall.
Full disclosure, I just copy and pasted the text from a CBS Austin article.
What kind of a journalist are you?
The lazy kind. The kind that works on morning radio.
Because
in between the segments about you begging for auto buy to fix your
totally
relatable luxury electric vehicle.
Yeah.
And us talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
When I heard that, I was like, what a glass half full way to try and explain this situation. Wait, read it to me again. Do you have it?
I don't have it.
Oh, we already. But yeah, you were just like, yet another international business that has popped up on South Congress. And I'm like, no. This is, go look at. Like, it makes me sad. And again, I don't want to be one of those not my Austin kind of guys. But go look at the drag. Look at what Guadalupe across the street from the university is now compared to a relatively short time ago when I went to school there. 20 years. But there were local businesses. It was a cool...
There's probably a thundercloud
representative of the community, set of businesses that was operating there. And now it's just a corporate mall. Okay.
Here, there are 7 national and international businesses also moving into South Congress. Electrical vehicle company Rivian Automotive will build a flagship Austin showroom on South Congress.
That's I like them, Rivian.
Apparently, there's a Yeti store down there.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, that feels Austin-ish, I guess.
Companies
I don't know
like
about
Aloe, Nike, Lululemon.
I don't know about
Hermes, Equinox.
Own athletic wear or whatever.
On.
I think it's own.
Okay. Well, it's ON.
Yeah. But if
Swiss.
If they were moved here from Nebraska and were ON, I would say, okay, it's called On. But they're some sort of international company. I'm going to go with own.
So you like that all these out-of-towners are coming down to our South Congress.
That's literally
and
what
up the
I
joint.
Said is not the case. I said that's this
I'm
sucks.
Just, I'm
this
very
is
confused.
Stupid. And by the way, I don't love those Lucy in disguise people, all right?
Wow.
I need
How dare you?
Once upon a time, I needed a fursuit to complete my Teen Wolf costume, and they had a sweet ass buffalo mascot costume, and I was like, "Okay, yeah, I need this for the weekend." And they're like $61, and I'm like, "What? Why?
That's an incredible deal."
Why? I was like, "How much if I don't take the big ass buffalo head? $61." I'm like, "Nah, this is terrible."
Okay, first of all, do you not still own that costume?
No.
I thought that's... Oh,
I returned it.
Okay, you needed the fursuit, but you have... Because you still wear your Teen Wolf basketball shorts.
Yeah.
Okay, that was purchased separately. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, look...
I can still do Scott Howard. I can't do the Wolf.
Gotcha.
All right?
Well, look, he learned a valuable lesson.
Just like him at the
Wolf,
end.
Yeah,
he says, I'm going to be Scott Howard. I'm going to take Booth the Ugly One.
I don't think you learned less of that movie.
Stupid.
I will miss you, Lucy's in Disguise. You have been the source of many Halloween costumes where I have overpaid way too much using my dead dad money to make a Burger King costume with authentic pantaloons. And now I'm going to have to go to Spirit.
they don't have authentic pantaloons.
They had authentic pantaloons.
There's no way they got authentic pantaloons. Head on Twitter at 101X Morning X if you want to see photos that for some reason really tickle Nick's fancy. He just smiles and giggles as he's posting these of the devastating damage that was done to my very relatable automobile brand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking. I got to talk to my insurance people. I got hailed on and... all kinds of things is busted up. I talked to the insurance people. They say, just pick a body shop and get in line, dog. Ariel tweets at the Morning X, says, does anyone really need a back windshield? Surely there's health benefits to the breeze. No. As a matter of fact, I haven't noticed that. I was worried. I was like, is my air conditioning not going to work now? Because it's just going to spew out the... My grandma always used to say if I'd leave the door of the house open, she says, I can't air condition all of Austin.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, that's what I'm attempting to do with my relatable automobile.
I know you said that you bought that so you could help save the planet.
Well,
just blasting AC through the smashed windshield seems like that would be counterintuitive to helping the planet.
Here's the thing. If I'm going to be real honest about the reasons why I bought it.
What?
Okay, you guys know that I'm I'm an honest person, okay? And the reason that most people buy a Tesla, okay, is not for the incredible resale value or because it's an electric vehicle and helps save the world. It's so that you can signal to everyone else that you're better than them, okay?
What signals are you sending now?
Well, it's real difficult to pull that off, all right? I've said several times before that plan is already out the window because everybody hates Elon Musk now, okay? Yeah. Everybody sees Tesla drivers, they're like, ah, look at this a-hole over here, all right? But now I've got a Tesla that's got a busted ass back windshield. As a matter of fact, maybe it was the Tesla. I was very upset yesterday when I was pulling out of the radio station, okay, and I had to make an emergency trip to Manor, and I was waiting on the GPS to figure out which way it wanted me to go. I no longer make decisions for myself.
And
I was like, I could turn right here or I loop around and it was taking because now the Tesla is very, it's all beat up. And so it's like, I am thinking, give me just a second. And so I was slowly moving down the I-35 feeder road because I didn't know if I was going to turn off or if I was going to loop around. And somebody behind me just hits me with a honk. And I'm like, hey man, can't you see that I'm in distress here? All right. I got no back window. You can see the back of my head.
I like how you can literally yell at them through the smashed windshield.
Yeah. Don't honk at somebody who's obviously going through something. How about a little human decency? All right? Don't. You want to honk at me when I'm in a fresh, new, pristine Tesla? Fine. Honk away. But don't honk at a guy who's clearly taking the
worst of it. Don't get on the road if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah,
well, okay?
At the Dukes of Tejas says, Jason, unfortunately, there are a few select options in Austin when it comes to certified Tesla repair facilities. You definitely want it repaired correctly to avoid long-term issues. At your VZ says, since it will be a pretty sizable claim, you should push for a payment for diminished value as the vehicle will be worth less as a result of this incident, even once the damage is repaired. This is just this is not fun. As a matter of fact, I know you're joking, Dan. Dan's your man, tweets at the Morning X. I kind of like this. Jason, I see three options for you. One, you claim insurance from the poker room where you were working at. Yeah, they ain't going to do that. Two, trade it in for a Cybertruck. I'd absolutely be even swap, Elon.
Just
good. We're fine. Or three, it somehow gets stolen and ends up in a Mexico fire. For real, like if I just go drive this thing into a tree today, all right? I let's total this thing, okay?
I would just love the idea that you can't total this.
Let's put it out of my misery.
Speaking of someone getting stolen, I'm waiting for the cops to pull you over and accuse you of stealing this Tesla. It has a smashed-in window.
Why?
That screams bad thief to me.
Somebody come steal it. That would be great. All right.
It's easy access.
I will leave the key in it for you. I think that
somehow negates.
If you work at a creative body shop who would like to help the down on his luck radio guy out, get at me. Please help me. I'm poor. What up, X? It's the Morning X. Jason Dick, Nick Hajda. Nick, can I do just a couple minutes of, as you would call it, backside radio real quick?
Sure, unless it's about me.
It's going to offer some constructive criticism to you.
I got it. You don't know those words.
It might be hurtful for a moment, but it's going to end up with a good laugh for everybody.
You can do it, but I'm going to pull up a stupid video game on my phone.
No, don't do that. I need you to remain engaged here, all right? The professors at Radio University have told us that you guys, or the way that you want your news and sports on this program is in a quick, rapid fire, tell me the story in 1 to 3 sentences, very summation fashion. And I agree wholeheartedly. And Nick has been deemed our newsman. I'm the sports jackass, but Nick is the newsman. And so he reads you the news headlines.
Okay.
Now, you tell me about your process. You write out the story and then read it to the listeners, right?
Yeah, sure.
I think that's how Wolf Blitzer would do it. Okay, that's the correct strategy.
Sometimes
in the broad picture, the problem though is you can't read. Okay,
dare you? I was voted the best reader in Mrs. Christ's first grade class. Okay,
that you guys held a vote on that?
We went to some field trip where we went to the courthouse and they had one of those court stenographers and they type in this weird shorthand. So they're like, who's the best reader? And everybody looked at me.
They decided that's our guy. Hodges, our go-to reader.
Yeah.
All right. Well, your Gerald is showing. Have you considered?
You should see the rest of the readers in Gerald. Okay.
Have you considered instead of writing it out and then clumsily trying to read it, just make a couple of notes for yourself and then explain it in a conversational fashion. Is that a possibly a better way to
well,
do
some,
things?
I think that they want less conversation from us during these news segments. They just want me to read.
The people have
the idea is that I'm supposed to read a headline, and they read a headline. Now, it is very difficult to read when some jackass is sitting there like, this is so stupid. No, this is the dumbest thing in the world. Go, Hajda. I'm going to sit here. You're constantly sweeping the leg, okay?
I'm not sweeping
You're constantly sweeping the leg. My entire radio career is sweeping the leg. You know what?
Instead of just reading it, you made some notes and then explain the story. Like,
go back and listen to when I was in charge of sports with Nick and Emily. Okay, okay.
Oh,
how many reading mistakes did I make then, compared to how many I'm making now? Okay, it's almost like you're it's almost like you're draining on my confidence, and you're constantly making me doubt myself.
Well, no,
you're constantly pointing out errors. Oh, you got a piece of paper.
This
okay.
is gonna be fun. No, I'm gonna hand you because I've my sports updates. I don't just write them out. Okay, I just make a couple notes to myself.
Sure.
And then deliver them in a professional fashion. But here, just do the baseball update there, because I think it'll be funny to if you. What did you say that they nominated you to read the stenographer's weird shorthand?
This is even more insane than
go
that.
Go for it. I'm excited now.
Texel 93 Angels, Huel 6-2 Mariners, Texas 7 Houston 2.5 greater than 3 Seattle smiley face 4 remain.
Yep.
Texas lost 9-3 to the Angels. Houston lost 6-2 to the Mariners. Texas is 7 games from Seattle. They are 3 ahead of Houston at 2.5.
Let me make you feel better about humanity, about the world we live in. I'll bring you a positive, feel-good, uplifting story. And then Nick's going to crap all over it. A segment called Don't Nick My News. Scary situation on Piedmont Avenue in Oakland. It's a couple of weeks ago where a guy, broad daylight, Nicholas Hajda, right in the middle of the day, is just crossing the street. He's going back to his car. It's parked on the street. When all of a sudden, two men in another vehicle jump out of a car. They're wearing masks, and they start taking the they're trying to wrestle the car keys away from this guy. They're about to carjack my guy. All right.
What is this, a liberal woke city?
Yeah. The victim is looking around for a good Samaritan saying, help me, please. But like the last episode of Seinfeld, second to last?
Last. Well, it was a two-parter.
Was it a two-parter? The last episode is the trial.
When they ran it on TBS, it was in two parts.
Oh, okay.
It was an hour-long special finale.
He looks around and all the people of Oakland are just laughing and is like, hey, look at this jackass getting carjacked, except for
Fatty.
Two guys. He's a little plump, but I don't know that that matters.
He was very plump.
The Seinfeld guy?
Yes.
Or I'm talking about the guy in this story.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know him.
The guy in this story does happen to see two good Samaritans who are not just running to his assist. They are karate Samaritans, all right? Yeah. Two karate instructors run onto the scene and start pounding on the assailant's vehicles. Again, these two masked men jumped out of a car. They took some sticks and started banging on the guy's windshield, banging out the car, breaking all of the windows on the car. Now you're going to have to get in line at the body shop. That's never an exciting time. The attempted carjackers, they are spooked, immediately jump in their car and zoom off. And the guy is like, hey, thanks, karate men, for helping me not get carjacked. Mm-hmm. What a happy, feel-good, uplifting story.
You know what, Jason? You are right. This is a good story. There's still good in the world.
Yeah.
Karate people will come and save you. This is straight out of like Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
Here's my only problem, though, is that they are karate people and they use sticks. Now, I've done some research, and I can't confirm or deny that karate does not incorporate tonfa sticks. I feel like that maybe
what do you call them?
Tonfa.
Tonfa.
Tonfa. They look like the little billy club that the old timey like Irish cop would twirl.
Sounds like a slur.
Nope. It's a type of weapon in martial arts.
You can't even park your car for a couple of days these days without a bunch of tonfas running out and trying to steal your car.
All right. Well, yes, when you say it like that, everything sounds like a slur, okay?
Sorry.
But the point is, well, I'm glad this man's car is okay.
Tonfas go back where they came from.
I would be extra delighted. I would be extra inspired and uplifted.
Yeah.
My spirits would be buoyed if they sit there and use their kicks and their punches to beat up the assailant's car.
It is an interesting strategy. Like well, why do you have to beat up their car at all? Okay, the assailants are right there. Okay, like square up to them, but put up your karate hands and be like, "Hey, you ready to go?" Okay. These are certified lethal weapons right here. And instead, they're just like distracting him by like, don't steal that car because I'm banging out your windshield over here. I agree. That is kind of weird.
No, you got chasing weird. No, it's like you remember in Street Fighter when you got to the bonus round
and
you
had to sit there. Guy.
Oh, jeez. Of course you are.
Ah, Hadouken.
Test your might.
Ah, Hadouken.
When Street Fighter, the bonus round, they would drop like a primo, like 1992 Hyundai, whatever, Elantra car.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd have to sit there and beat it up. And I was like, I like the Honda. I need the 100 hand. Ta 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 with the 100 hand slap.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't use sticks. That's okay, fine. Use your fists, your weapons. That's what real karate people do, I assume.
If my
maybe a jiu-jitsu.
If my relatable brand automobile is in fact totaled, as I'm praying, should we have a Street Fighter test your strength style promotion where the listeners are allowed just to come and bang, see how much damage you can cause to it in a moment or in a minute?
Yeah,
I think that's a great idea. All right,
let's do it.
Whether it's totaled or not, promotions. I just need a petty cash check, and this is going to be get at
for
me.
A slightly used Tesla.
Yeah, relatable brand automobile. Okay, you want to play by the consultant rules for this, but not that. I don't understand. I don't understand how you work.
You told me to be relatable. Right. I'm very relatable.
What would X? It's the morning X, Nick and Dick. Update the polls for me, Hashi.
Is it acceptable to watch a prestigious television show? Sorry, I'm on my own account replying to another Twitter thing about how you're abusive to me.
That was yesterday's poll.
Sorry, I had to get the one out of my system, man. Is it acceptable to get a to watch a relatable? Sorry, I'm going to have to scroll past.
This is yesterday's poll.
Is it disrespectful to watch a prestigious television show like Yellowstone or Succession on a laptop or a phone?
Is my microphone on? That's yesterday's show.
No.
You're updating yesterday's poll.
You asked for yesterday's... Okay. Would you be shocked if Kansas beat Texas? 47% of people said no. If your office doesn't have someone collecting...
Did you just do an @3 guys on sports poll update? Why?
Because we reposted it at 101X Morning X. If your office doesn't have someone collecting a lottery poll, is it a serious business? 65% of people said no. It is not, in fact, a serious business.
Oh, my God. So do we work for a serious company?
God, I hope not.
Yeah.
You can also go check out pictures of the trap our promotions department is setting for Jason. Alcoholic by that's putting beers under a box.
That's funny.
They are treat your crippling addiction like a joke guy. Don't be that guy.
Are you just reading our Twitter feed now? Is
you can
what's
also
happening?
Go check out pictures of Jason's relatable vehicle all smashed up by the hail.
What is happening
his
right
desperate
now?
Plea to get free auto body
oh,
shop.
Oh, no.
Slash
there's a man down.
Slight insurance fraud help.
What is happening?
All of that is at 101xmorningx.com.